I meet so many agents that love doing real estate and they're willing to hustle for it. However, they get lost in that.
Hello and welcome to episode 141 of the Smart Agents Podcast. As always, my name is Michael Walter and I'll be your host. We are now officially at the halfway point of 2023, and you may or may not be on track to hit your goals that you set out for yourself at the start of the year. So in today's episode, we are joined by Jessica Armstrong, life coach and founder of TC Created, a successful transaction coordination business. With her years in transaction coordination, she really focuses her life coaching program on helping real estate agents move on from feeling overwhelmed to being transformed and thriving in their real estate careers. Throughout our conversation, Jessica shares great tips and advice for setting goals and communicating boundaries with clients. She also shares why actively setting aside self-care time is so important to your business success. Now, before we get on to today's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to today's featured interview with Jessica Armstrong. If you're interested in learning more about either her coaching program or transaction coordination business, I've included several links in the episode description. Yeah, if you could just introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Jessica Armstrong, and I'm the owner of TC Created, which is a five-star transaction specialist service for real estate agents, as well as Jessica Armstrong Co., where I coach women in real estate and business to break blockages and thrive in their industry.
Great. What was it that got you into the transaction coordinating role?
I've always had a entrepreneurial mindset, and having my own business was always kind of in the back of my mind. And I guess I was just waiting for the right opportunity. And when I had decided to switch my career path and from the restaurant industry to real estate, which was something I was already a little familiar with in general, and my sister's in real estate. So it seemed like and I also understood the opportunities there. So it was something I was excited about. And I ended up getting a transaction coordinating position at a luxury real estate brokerage, and it was an in-house job. So I did a lot of office things, but working around the agents and kind of with them and seeing them running their business was really exciting. And I knew for myself, because that in this position at the brokerage, I had noticed I wasn't getting a lot of support in the success that I had expected for myself. So I needed to do something for myself to get that started. And I researched independent transaction coordinators doing their own thing, and got into that and masterminding with them. And so then I just decided to create TC Created, which was really going to be geared towards a relationship with the agent, being a part of their team, but also providing this extra quality support that they don't get from the in-house support and from other transaction coordinators as well. And I saw immediate growth, and it was really based on that kind of relationship building and being able to offer that. And through that, I was able to see a lot of the areas that agents were struggling with or feeling overwhelmed around, especially during business planning and setting goals. I often had a lot of really just one-on-one coaching sessions with clients and other women in business. And it just really became something I loved. Once I started taking classes to become a certified life coach, just the way it helps you listen, it helps you dive in with somebody and really find what's truly blocking them from moving forward and helping create a mindset. And it just felt so natural, and the people who I work with, being able to see them have these, what I like to call aha moments, these transformative moments, just is so special to me. So that's really, it feels like a lifetime in the making, really.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, real estate is interesting because it's one of those careers that, I mean, I've done over 140 of these interviews and episodes, and I can probably count on one hand the amount of people that was their first career was real estate. You know, everybody's coming from other, you know, professions where they might have that more employee mindset where it's a, you know, a set salary, a set schedule, and real estate blows all that out of the water. And so I have to imagine that was really a lot of the things, you know, that you're seeing with these agents that, you know, can kind of overwhelm them a little bit. So what was it that sparked you to want to become a life coach and do that?
Well, a big part for me is, you know, in real estate, since I'm in it, obviously the agents and what they do is personal to me, because it's something that I'm in as well. And I really have a passion to help people enjoy their job. And I think, and I meet so many agents that love doing real estate and they're willing to hustle for it. However, they get lost in that, and they don't know how to set the boundaries, or they don't know how to have the honest conversations with themselves and their clients, because it's worrisome that, you know, to lose a potential client or a listing opportunity, which is human and understandable. However, it's really about creating that idea around attracting the people who you want to work with, and being more focused on providing the quality service to your clients, and build your brand that way. But in order to do that, you also have to see your value and see what you truly want, and what your desires around being a real estate agent is. And even if it's really the right thing for you to do full time, is this really what is working for you? So just all of those, because it's important for us to have a long, happy life, and you can absolutely enjoy being a real estate agent. It can be an amazing job and a career, and really you can find so much success and freedom. So it's about being able to find that and find that balance. And I think it's just, you know, especially when you rush into it, or you're just starting out and you're needing to hustle, that you may just never come to that point where you need to realize, hey, what can I do to help myself enjoy this more and not resent it or feel overwhelmed or, you know, exhausted. And it helps our communities as well, because the better our real estate agents are, the better our buyers and sellers feel. So,
right. When you are first starting to work with somebody, or even somebody listening to this that wants to kind of do some sort of an exercise to kind of really get started and, you know, just kind of see like what should that, you know, you talk about the goal planning, how that was, you know, one of those areas that you saw a lot of people, you know, kind of struggled with. What are some of those things that people can do to better that process?
Sure. Well, you know, goal setting is a big part of it, obviously. And it's very important to us to set goals to be successful. The way we do it is going to be how successful in reaching those goals we're going to be. So it's really important to plan it out. And for me, I often, you know, my first advice is to think of your big vision, visualize it, write about it, write it down, you know, like see what comes up. The more, you know, spend time with it and really listen to how you really see yourself in the future, regardless of how big it is or how maybe impossible it seems, just whatever you see is your big goal. And then just continually breaking that down. You know, so you have this whole big vision, and then just breaking it down into years, and then breaking it down into this year, and then breaking it down into steps that you can take, until you have your next step that you can take that's moving you towards that direction. but it feels doable and actionable. And the more you're able to take just that next step and check it off and then just go and focus on the next one, you're able to build this momentum. And without the momentum, you really can't get that motivation. You know, motivation to do these things and meet these goals is not going to come organically. You have to create momentum for yourself. So setting really small, actionable goals just for the next day or just for the end of the week, and then next and next will create, for one, it'll lift a lot of stress and weight off of you because you're thinking of that end goal. It's going to take away a lot of disappointment and not meeting small steps or thinking that you're not working towards that goal. If anything, it'll give you more confidence because you're showing yourself that you can do this. And you just have to have grace with yourself as well. But that is definitely the thing I've seen worked the most. And what ends up happening is you have this sustainability where it does become more organic, because once you see this final goal that you want to reach, you're automatically thinking of what's the next little step I could take. And then it just becomes easier and easier, and you're able to meet goals faster and faster.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you think of like everybody's New Year's resolution. I got to, want to lose weight. I want to get in that gym. But
right,
to think about the end goal is so overwhelming. If you just break it down to just make it to the gym, five times this week, start getting in the habit, and it'll be a lot easier. And speaking on, that kind of mindset, like just how important when you are setting those goals and things to also be mindful of, your own, well-being while you're, going after all these goals. How important is that to kind of fit into that schedule and, goal almost cadence, really?
I would say it would be probably the number one thing that you should try to work in. And I say this because I want to say this because I understand that it's not always easy to add in self-care. And I understand that a lot of us feel guilty when we do. And especially when you're in a busy, fast-paced industry and you're seeing all of these other people just continuing to hustle and they're successful, and you're thinking that just is how it is. That's how I have to be. You may even have mentors who are telling you that. However, it's not sustainable, and it'll also show to your clients and to other agents and people in your life when you're not setting real boundaries for yourself and giving yourself actual time for self-care. I put it on my calendar. I give myself at least this amount of time to, and it doesn't have to be anything. It could be just sitting and just being, because we have to be able to reset. We have to be able to recover. And if we don't do that on a regular basis where our body feels it, we're not going to be able to provide the service that we want to. And we're also not going to be able to be there the way we need to with our family, our friends, and everyone else. So it's something that is just as important. It should be one of your big goals too. Like, that should be in your big vision. Like, how do you want to be feeling, in this big vision? Like, how do you want to feel physically, mentally, emotionally? And what can we do now to start getting you to that point?
Right. And I think in the real estate space, a lot of the people I talk to, they say, it's a 24/7 all the time. Mm-hmm. So I have to imagine really, setting those boundaries is a big part of that self-care and that self-preservation also. So how do you talk to some of your clients and some of these agents that you're working with about, because that can be tough to say, hey, look, Mr. Lead over here, I can't answer the phone at 9 p.m. every night.
Right. Well, and again, they actually show that buyers and sellers, what they want from their agents, being available 24/7 is way down on the list. They really want an agent who is able to be honest, who has confidence, who it seems to be prepared and available for them, for sure. But when I say available, I mean like present. And if we're on, 24/7, we are always on call, that is very stressful. It creates a lot of tension. And it's something that'll continue to build up, and it takes away in our ability to really perform at our peak. And I think setting those boundaries, another thing people don't realize about setting boundaries is it gives the other person an idea of what they can expect and what they are limited to. Like if they know that they can only reach you between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., that makes them feel more comfortable because now they know when you're available. And because I would imagine saying you're available 24/7, you're probably not going to always answer the call. So I'd say just give yourself this time, and then that way you give your mind a break. You give yourself a time to recover. You give yourself time to focus on your other interests and the people that you love in your life. And that's that balance that you need to create. And I think the 24/7 availability idea is a little old, and a little dated. And I don't think it's something that we truly should be doing now, because it's just, it's not how we're built to work and perform.
Right. And I think, by setting those boundaries and those expectations, by doing that, are you also encouraging your agents that have, that are working on multiple deals at one time to kind of have like a set cadence where they are reaching out to, their current clients to just kind of give them updates on things so that those clients kind of continue to, get that feedback and get that, keep that conversation going?
Yeah. Well, and this is one of my favorites, because having a transaction coordinating business, this is a big part of what we do, is we're able to provide that extra client support for them. Because yes, my answer would absolutely be yes. I think that it's really important to set expectations up front with your clients, and then letting them know that, making sure they're informed about everything that they need to know moving forward with the transaction, what that's going to be like, what their milestones are going to be, and how you as the agent are going to be there for them through this time. And that's what we try to do. We definitely let them know when we're going to be, when we have upcoming deadlines that are important, anything like that, because you have a whole, and it's not even just your clients, it's the title companies, the lenders, the other agent. Communication is so important during this time, because I think it helps you, it helps your authority in the industry. I always hear from other agents that work with great agents, like that have a really good experience with that transaction, how much they like to refer each other or work with each other. Because it's so important. Title companies are the same way. I think all of us are human, and we really want to be treated as such, especially during an emotional time for, buyers and sellers. I like to think of it how they don't know what we know. I mean, we know how the transaction's going to work. We know everything about it, who's in charge of what. But they don't. And then, and especially with a rise in new homeownership, it's going to be that way. They need somebody who's going to be able to inform them, remind them, keep them updated. So it's very important for long-term client relationship and relationship with other people in the industry as well.
Right. Talking about that, and really, being able to provide that service, and you talked about how you saw, a lack of support that some agents were getting, mm-hmm. from their their companies or whoever they were working with, just how important it is for those agents to have, you know, the tools and the support to be able to lean on to when they're out doing their thing, that they have, you know, a group of people or people like yourselves to, you know, make sure that some of the fine details are being taken care of and that that communication is happening to where they can feel confident that their clients are being, you know, informed of everything.
Right. I think for me, delegating is really important because everybody has different roles and different specialties. And if you have tasks or items in your life that require a specialty or take a lot of your time, or maybe it's something that you don't enjoy doing, it's not in your wheelhouse, it really, you know, takes you out of your flow. Those things need to be delegated. And finding somebody who specializes in those items to delegate to is a huge ROI because you are now creating more space for yourself. You've just created more value for your service because you're providing a better product because now you have experts on everything and you are the face of this. You are able to be the face of this business. And, you know, having something as big as delegating transactions, it allows you so much more space. We get a lot of calls from agents who are ready to work with a transaction coordinator because the transaction work is a lot. They get a lot of emails and, you know, it's not always easy to stay on top of them. And when you're busy, a lot of the agents we work with are busy, and to do multiple transactions along with running your business is a lot. It's definitely a lot. And we like to say we're here to streamline the 80% of your business, which is your transaction stuff. The stuff that's not the work that you don't need to put work into it yourself to still make money. And this gives you the space to optimize that 20% of your business, you know, getting more leads, creating that client relationship can, you know, and creating a stronger relationship with your current clients and clients that you've had in the past, and really just enjoying it more. And that's the biggest part, is that the more we enjoy it, the more we're focused on what we do best, the better it is for everybody involved. It's just like delegating taxes to a CPA, you know, it's just taking, relieving yourself of that worry and that stress, knowing somebody who knows how to do it's going to take care of it is such a big thing. So imagine being able to do that every single day with something like transactions.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, earlier you talked about how, you know, you can get frustrated when you're seeing all these other, you know, agents and these top producers in your market, or you go on Instagram and you see all these videos. You don't really think about all the people that, you know, that small army of people that is helping that agent, you know, do all those things. And it can be, you know, it can be a little bit depressing when you see all that stuff and you're like, oh God, I have so many, and you know, I have a stack of paperwork up, but you forget all the support that is behind that person.
Yes. Usually when I see agents that are, you know, have those high dollar listings and they're able to do a lot of these marketing videos and really build their brand, I know that they have a team behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've kind of touched on all the different things that, you know, would kind of go into those, you know, qualities of a successful agent, you know, really kind of running a good, you know, streamlined business. But what are, you know, are there anything else that we, you know, maybe missed on or that you want to dive into a little bit more?
Well, you know, I would say, for me, you know, what I do as a coach, you know, we definitely, I work to build, from past blockages and patterns. And I think people don't understand sometimes that there is a way to be successful and positive and feel less overwhelmed but they just don't know what it is that's really creating that the inability to do that. And I just always suggest that finding a way, if they feel like there's something that's really keeping them blocked and they really have the motivation to move forward and succeed, I always suggest finding a coach that feels right to you, or even perhaps a mentor, somebody who's really going to utilize tools and experience to help find that out for you. Because a big part of it, of what we want to do with those aha moments, is the second that those are available and you have this realization, that's something that you'll never forget. So it makes it that much easier to sustain practices and sustain a mindset. And that's how we get to success and happiness, really, fulfillment, and being your who you are. And that's ultimately what, in both of my businesses, what I try to help people get to, is just be more of themselves, have that space, and really enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really interesting. You talk about that, you know, like being yourself, because actually the interview that I was just editing, the agent, her business took off when she stopped, you know, with the canned scripts and the email. Like she figured out she had to just strip all that down and become herself. And it took a while. Yeah. And but after that, she's crushing it and she's a lot happier.
Yes. And I know this because not only because I've seen it, but I've lived it, and it really is life changing. And you do have to do some work, but there are a lot of people out there like me who have done a lot of the work and can help, you know, speed that up. But it's definitely finding that self-love and valuing yourself and what you really want out of life, and definitely not comparing yourself to how other people are doing things.
Absolutely. So before we wrap up, can you tell me a little bit, where can people find more about, you know, your coaching, and, you know, how they can get more of this great information and, you know, just this great advice for making their businesses a success?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is lifecoach.jessicaarmstrongco.com. And I'm going to have a Become Your Own Success Coach course coming up, and you can also get in touch with me there for my coaching program. You can follow me on Instagram at the_aha_coach, or my other business, TC Created, which is at the_real_TC Created. And that as well, we actually just started doing virtual onboarding for agents. We've streamlined that for them, so the process is really easy. So you can visit tccreated.com and find out information there. And yeah, we're always going to have more blogs and information every day available on both of those. So
awesome. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you. And I appreciate being here. It was a great conversation.
I really want to thank Jessica for taking the time to talk with us today and sharing all of her great tips for setting goals and optimizing your business for both success and personal fulfillment. Remember, if you're interested in hearing more from Jessica, I've added several links in the episode description. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tip to share with our community, send us a message to feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.